Have you heard about the new age for colorectal cancer screening? If not, stay tuned for our next podcast of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. So, have you heard about the new age for colorectal cancer screening?
No, Dr. Cruz, have you? I haven't.
Oh my goodness. So, this is exciting, and we are switching.
Exciting for you, maybe.
Well,
not exciting for me.
So we're switching gears a little bit today. We've been podcasting about my journey with my lymph nodes and all that stuff. Today we're going to pause because March is Colorectal Cancer Screening Awareness Month. Actually, Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, period.
And it's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. That's right. But March is that awareness month. The color for that is blue, which is why we have a blue backdrop.
Is that why? I always wondered about that.
Yeah, so, and I just feel that it's important, so important that we get this information out there because colorectal cancer screening is such an important way to prevent colon and rectal cancer.
It is the most preventable cancer.
It is. Yeah. One of the most preventable cancers. And so, you know, we've got to get the word out there. And another thing is that I believe it was probably about, I don't know, maybe it's been a couple years already, where the American Cancer Society changed the age to 45 being when colon cancer screening should start in a person who's average risk, meaning they don't have family history of colon cancer, like in their mother, father, or sibling. You know, there, and that being the main thing. But if they're
the age in the past has been 50.
It's been 50.
Right.
That's right.
So
50 has been the age for
most
years.
Most people dread hitting the age of 50 because they know they're going to hear from their PCP. It's time for your
screening colonoscopy.
Screening colonoscopy.
That's
yeah.
right. So a couple years ago, American Cancer Society changed it to age 45. Mm-hmm. The gastroenterology societies were in agreement with that, but they didn't make the official statement because they still had to do the studies and, you know, look at the studies before they made that official. It's official. It is official. The gastroenterology societies now are saying 45 is the new age.
Darn it.
Darn it. How old are you, Tina?
I don't want to talk about it.
She's due. She's due. So, anyways, there's a few things that I wanted to, pardon me, but I'm going to have to read some of these things because these are some really...
When did this finally come out?
So
because it's funny, I want to just add something here.
Yeah.
Because the Cancer Society said what they said, we've had a lot of PCPs referring between 45 to 50-year-olds mm-hmm. to us, right? And it's actually iffy, like, which insurances will cover it and which won't. And
that's very true.
There are some insurances that'll cover it, and there are some that haven't, because the GI associations hadn't come out with the official thing. So when did this actually come out? Do you know if the insurance companies are going to follow
suit? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know officially when it came out, and I don't know what's going on with the insurance companies. I just know that as a gastroenterologist, it's mm-hmm. my responsibility to get that information out there. And when the American Cancer Society put that out, I actually started going with age 45 mm-hmm. Because I just felt, because of what I've seen through the years.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been finding precancerous polyps in young people in their 20s,
yeah.
in their late teens, because sometimes we will we'll take care of patients that are like 18, 19 years old. And I have found precancerous polyps in that young of an age in
yeah,
a person.
If they would have waited till 50, it would have been too late.
Oh yeah, they would have had colon cancer way before they hit 50.
That's why anybody who we talk to in their late teens, 20s, 30s, if they're having GI symptoms, and let's say, for example, we put them on supplements and they get better, I tell them, like, still go get the colonoscopy.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, use your symptoms as an excuse to get scoped because Dr. Cruz is finding precancer in young people, and use it as an excuse, go get scoped, get that stuff out of there so that, you know, you're not waiting till 50 exactly. to find out what you got going on in there.
Exactly. So the new age is 45. 45. All right. So let's, I'm just going to read some facts to you that I think are pretty fascinating. So first of all, colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer in both men and women in the United States. Okay. And yet one of the most preventable cancers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes me sad mm-hmm. when I find a rectal cancer in someone. I mean, ask my wife. She knows because I talk about it for days. I'm like, I can't believe that I'm still finding cancers. Well,
like a 65-year-old who now has cancer who didn't come in at
right.
50. Right?
Exactly.
And now they're coming in with symptoms and they have colon cancer.
Exactly.
And they probably could have taken care of it at the age of 50.
That's exactly right. Right. 1 in 23. So the risk for colorectal cancer in men, the lifetime risk is 1 in 23. Mm-hmm. The lifetime risk in women for colorectal cancer is 1 in 25. Okay. There's still a high number of cases, 150,000 plus estimated new cases of colorectal cancer this year, okay? Just this year. 50,000 plus people that will die from colorectal cancer this year. That shouldn't be happening. Mm-hmm. That should not be happening, okay?
I mean, look, the prep is the worst part.
Yeah.
I mean, the procedure is nothing. People don't even remember the procedure.
Exactly.
You're in and you're out, right?
Exactly.
I mean, yes, okay, so you got to drink the stuff and you got to poop all night. But do it. Like, what? Like,
just,
why?
Just do it.
Yeah.
It is one of the most preventable cancers, okay? And this is a great fact that actually goes right along with what I've been seeing over the past decade. It says it's been estimated that people born around 1990 have twice the risk of colon cancer and four times the risk of rectal cancer than those born around 1950. I mean, those born around 1990, I mean, that includes our son. He's
right.
24 years old. He was born in 1996. So those born around that age, and I'm gonna say, and after 1990s, are gonna be at a higher risk, you know? And why, you know, the reasons are complex, okay? And they're saying that the experts are suggesting an unhealthy diet, mm-hmm. a sedentary lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I mean, the diet
is a huge,
huge
I mean,
stress.
This is the generation of kids that grew up on fast food, Starbucks, right? And they're not really moving their bodies
exactly.
as much. And they're all very stressed, all of them.
Yeah.
Even now, like we have a 15-year-old, and he's been talking about for years how all of his friends are stressed. And I know that goes back to our firstborn son's generation, constant stress, right? And all of that leads to cancer.
Absolutely, it all affects your health. It affects your immune system. So now, the recommendation, okay, for adults that are average risks, okay? So meaning, again, they don't have a family history of colon cancer, especially like in a first degree relative, you know, mom and dad, a sibling.
Because those people should be scoped sooner.
Exactly, yeah. So this, the recommendations change if there's a family history of colon cancer, colon polyps, you know, some sort of hereditary syndrome, okay? So we're just talking about average risk. You have no family history, your average risk. So adults' average risk for colorectal cancer screening, age between 45 to 75, mm-hmm. okay? Because I have a lot of patients that are like 71 years old, in their late 60s, early 70s, who've never had screening. Mm-hmm. Hey, should I get screened? I mean, I feel great. Yes, you should get screened, okay? Some form of screening. And then age 75 and above, the decision to continue screening is really personalized, okay? And we have this discussion all the time with our patients that are in their late 70s and even early 80s, okay? I mean, those have to be very individualized as far as deciding.
Yeah, because it really depends on what kind of life they're living. Are they healthy?
Exactly.
You know, are they already really sick? They already have a lot of issues. Do we really scope for screening?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. And
if they're living a healthy life and they want to stay healthy and they want to live into their 90s, then absolutely.
Absolutely, they should get screened. Okay, what is it that we're looking for when we do a colonoscopy? We're looking for polyps. Polyp is a growth of tissue. It's a little growth of tissue. There's a couple different shapes. You've got those that are flat like a pancake, and then you have those that are growing on a little stalk. They look like a little mushroom. And when we find those, we take them off and we send them to the pathologist, okay? And if that is a precancerous polyp, meaning it has precancerous cells, cells that if you left that polyp there and didn't remove it over time, it will become a cancer, because those are precancer cells, and over time they will multiply and grow and turn into a tumor, okay? So that's what we're looking for. One of the most common things that I get asked is, hey doc, I feel great. You know, I don't have any symptoms, no bleeding, no change in my bowel habits. I feel awesome. Do I really need to have this? Absolutely. You know why? Because polyps don't cause symptoms. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna have symptoms from a polyp. Okay, now unless it's a big polyp that's gotten irritated and it's causing some bleeding, or maybe it's caused even like some slow leakage of blood, and over time that person's become anemic. I mean, I've seen stuff like that. But other than that, it's not going to cause symptoms. You're not going to have abdominal pain. You're not going to have, you know, a nausea, vomiting, or a change in your bowel habits. In general, for the most part, polyps do not cause symptoms. So should you have a colonoscopy, even if you feel great? Yes, now is the time.
Right.
You don't want to get to that point where you're not feeling well, because by then it could be too late.
Yeah. Okay. Can you talk about Cologuard? Because that's a huge one.
Yeah, the Cologuard is a test that looks for abnormal DNA and blood, but abnormal DNA that's been shedded from maybe like a tumor, you know, or even polyps.
So a lot of people want to do the Cologuard not do their, because they figure, oh, if my Cologuard comes back great, then I don't need to do a screen colonoscopy.
To me, that's a false sense of security, because what if it samples a piece of stool that didn't have any abnormal DNA in it? And now, you know, there's another poop that comes along that does have abnormal DNA. So now you've got a negative Cologuard, and you've got this false sense of security, like, I'm great, I don't have any problems, I don't have any polyps. You do not know that based on a Cologuard, okay? You do not know that. And if I've got especially young people, you know, that are getting this Cologuard done, I mean, what do I define as young? I mean, even people in their 60s and their 70s, you know, early 70s that are getting the Cologuard, but they're otherwise really healthy where they can have a screening colonoscopy. That negative Cologuard, in my opinion, is a negative false sense of security. Mm-hmm. So I think that, I mean, it doesn't mean it's not a great test. It definitely has its place, okay? There's other tests like a FIT test that also looks at DNA. You know, there's tests that look for hidden blood. You know, all of those tests have their place, okay? They have their place. And it has to be personalized again. You know what, I mean, if it's somebody that's really scared and just doesn't want an invasive procedure, or they're much older but they want something but they don't want to I mean, look, it's got to be individualized. The bottom line, and what I want to get out there, is that colon rectal cancer is one of the most preventable cancers, and it is something that it's something we have to be more proactive about, because we have a way for screening, okay? We have a colonoscopy, and that the age has changed, okay? It starts at age 45 for average risk, all right? So please, you know, take all these things into consideration. If you're in that age group and you haven't had a colonoscopy, please seek out a gastroenterologist, have your primary refer you to a gastroenterologist. If you need to get a referral, if you don't need a referral, find a gastroenterologist and get your screening colonoscopy done.
So simple.
And you could save your life, okay? Yeah. And so many others. So please spread the news, share this podcast with others, because this is really important. This is colorectal cancer awareness month, and it's our job to get the news out there. Please share this. So very important. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on our next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.